Okay, we'll begin momentarily. Is Hashem. Okay, good evening. So I wanted to discuss the following with regards to being Yotze Kiddush when somebody else recites it, or for that matter, the same thing would be true, same thing is true about Havdalah, or any bracha that you want to be Yotze. Say through listening to someone else recite it, the way it works is a kind that's called in halacha shomea ka'one. Shomea, when you hear and you listen, it's like it's the same as if you responded. Meaning responded, meaning doesn't mean as if you said amen, that you should do anyway. But it's ka'one. It's as if you said it. It's as you said. You actually recited the words that you're listening to. Now, the way that works, though. Halacha is that the person reciting it has to have in mind that they wish to be motzi you. They wish that they're willing that their dibor should work for you or for anyone. It doesn't have to be you, meaning they don't have to know who's there, who wants to be otzei, and who doesn't. So, for example, a person could be making kiddush at his table Friday night, and there might be somebody at the table that wants to make Kiddush, a guest that prefers to make Kiddush on their own. And he told him in advance, look, I'll make Kiddush. Whoever wants to be Yotzi with my Kiddush can do so. I have in mind anyone who wishes to be Yotzi. And then afterwards, you know, anybody else wants to make Kiddush, they can. It doesn't make a difference. You don't have to know. They don't have to register with you. And for that matter, you don't even have to know that they're there. For example, let's say you just have in generally say, anybody who hears me, I have in mind to be motzi anyone that hears me. And somebody, we actually had this situation once where a female guest was coming late and we were already making Kiddush. And right after we made Kiddush, she knocks on the door. And she said, yeah, she was standing outside in the hall. This was in a two-flat apartment building. She was standing right outside the doorway in the hall and listening. She said she heard the Kiddush clearly and she had a mind to be otze. So from what I recall, I had a mind to be motzi anyone who hears, and certainly after that incident, I always had that in mind because maybe it'll happen again. Somebody will be lurking behind the door or anywhere else, so that's fine. You have a mind anyone who hears should be otzei, and that's what a balkari when he leans the Megillah in shul, he doesn't know who's listening to him, or he has in mind in general to be motzi anyone. Okay, so and the person who wants to be otzei though has to have in mind specifically to be otzei. They have in mind they want to be otzei with this Kiddush. If you don't want to be Yotzei, then you have mind not to be Yotzei. In other words, you could be sitting at that Friday night table and you want to make Kiddush on your own afterwards. So but you're hearing the person make Kiddush, the Baal HaBos, but you have, so then you should have specifically in mind not to be Yotzei. And then that will allow you to recite Kiddush yourself afterwards. If you didn't have that in mind, and maybe if typically you are Yotzei with the Baal HaBos, and this one time you didn't want to, but you weren't thinking about it, you know, it just complicates things. So you should have clear das. Okay, now, when you're hearing Kiddush from somebody else, what's important is that you hear what's most important, I should say. To be Yotzei, what's critical is that you hear the main bracha and the main parts of the main bracha. That is, Friday night, Kiddush consists of Ayichulu, followed by Bar Pri Hagafen, followed by the Kiddush bracha, which ends with Baruch Atah Hashem Mekadosh HaShabbos. If you miss hearing Vayichulu, you could still be Yotzei with the mitzvah of Kiddush. It would be right for you to say Vayichulu afterwards, but you could still be Yotzei Kiddush. And even if you miss hearing Bar Pri Hagafen, you could still be Yotzei. Although the one making Kiddush has to say the bracha over a cup of wine, but you don't have to hear that. For you to be Yotzei, it would be sufficient. Like if you walked in right at the person was already in the middle of Kiddush, and they were already saying Bar Pri Hagafen, and you didn't hear that bracha, you didn't hear the beginning of that bracha, whatever it is, as long as you heard the entire last bracha, the entire main bracha of Kiddush, then you're Yotzei. And now you can't drink from the wine then. We mentioned that it's best that everyone being Yotzei take at least a sip of the wine. You can't do that unless you would recite a Bar Pri Hagafen afterwards. But and hear Bar Pri Hagafen. But that doesn't stop you from being Yotzei Kiddush. Now, this is only Friday night. Shabbos morning, The whole Kiddush is the Bar Pir Gafen, as we've said a number of times. If you don't hear the Bar Pir Gafen, then you didn't hear anything. Even if you heard the person say all the psukim in the world, it's not going to help you. You have to hear the Bar Pir Gafen because that's Kiddush. But Friday, that's not Kiddush. Kiddush is the Shabbos, and it's just that it has to be Halakos. So the one making Kiddush has Halakos to say Bar Pir Gafen, but you don't necessarily have to hear it. Of course, that's the best way to do things in the standard. But as I said, in case you didn't, or you totally spaced out to the point where you actually didn't hear it, you would still be say as long as you heard the main bracha. It's technically only not every single word. You could miss some words and still be yotze as long as you got the ikker. Now here it's going to get complicated to start. We're not going to take a sitter and dissect it and say, oh, this word yes, this word not. But what I'm suggesting is that as people are by someone else's house and they say, you know, the person didn't say it so clearly, and sometimes his voice dropped and I practically couldn't hear him, some of the words, or some of the words might have been mumbled, really even articulated. I don't know if he even said them. Am I yotze? So then we go, well, what did he say? What did you hear and what not? But okay, so we definitely try to avoid that and hear the entire bracha, and this way you don't get into these questions. But to be aware that you could be missing some of the words of that bracha and still be Yotzei Kiddush. Now, this is all true by Havdalah as well. This is all true, meaning that Shamei Ka'una works, and you have to have in mind to be Yotzei, and the person has to have in mind to be Motzi, you, the one making Havdalah. It's also true that you don't have to hear the Bar Pir Gafen. You certainly don't have to psukim. We start Havdalah with Hinei Kel Yeshua Asim. If you miss those psukim, you're still Yotzei. Even if you didn't, nobody said the psukim, you're still Yotzei. If you miss the Bar Pir Gafen, as long as it was said by the one making Havdalah, you're still Yotzei. And same thing with Besamim and Eish. Those aren't inherent or integral parts of the mitzvah of Havdalah. You could be Yotzei to the mitzvah of Havdalah without, and there again, what he said. If somebody just picked up a kos of yayin Motzei Shabbos and made a bracha Bar Pir Gafen, the main Havdalah bracha, that's Havdalah. Okay, some glitch there. Okay, am I heard?
Yeah, okay. Thank you.
I'll take that as a yes or as a no. Oh, okay, I have nothing to lose anyway. Okay, so I was saying by Havdalah that even if you miss hearing Bar Pir Gafen, you still could be Yotzei Havdalah as long as the person said it. And certainly if you miss Besamim and you miss Eish, those, even if he didn't even say, you'd still be Yotzei Havdalah. You used to do that during Havdalah. You're supposed to make a bracha on Besamim if you have. You're supposed to make a bracha on Eish when you have. But neither one of those would affect the validity and the effect of the Havdalah. Now, but here's the point. Here's a point I want to make. And this is really pretty much unique to Havdalah. It's pretty unique to Havdalah. It wouldn't apply by Kiddush because Kiddush is on Shabbos. But Havdalah is Motzai Shabbos. Motzai Shabbos, people are allowed to use the telephone for their personal uses. So the question is, could I hear over the telephone? If you're telling me, if I'm saying that the seeing the fire of the Eish is not critical, smelling the Besam is not critical, so could I simply hear Havdalah over the phone? And be Yotzi that way if I'm in a place, let's say a woman who lives by herself. And it's much easier rather than having to go to someone's house or for arrange for someone to come to her house every week. It's easier to pick up a telephone. Or a woman who had a baby and she's in the hospital on Motzei Shabbos and her husband's not there right then and she wants to be Yotzi Havdalah. Could she simply tune in, dial into Havdalah? It is a major discussion in Poskim and a very big Shaila. And simply state, if we had to give like a one word answer, the answer would be no, that you can't be Yotzi that way. Because the idea is Shomea Ka'ona means you have to hear, you have to hear the person. Over the telephone or any other form of electronic transmission, you're not hearing the person. You're not hearing their actual voice. You're hearing electronic reproduction of their, or replica of their voice, but you're not hearing the actual voice. And although arguably one could say, well, maybe that's all you have to hear, because when I, even if I'm talking directly to a person in the same room, you know, what does it mean to hear my voice? I mean, I talk and I create sound waves and their brain interprets them into sound. So my voice isn't an object. It's not a tangible object. It's all based on the brain's interpretation of the, whatever it is, the sound waves. If there are any scientists on this call, you'll you'll realize I'm being very general, so you might say the same thing is true by a phone or by other types of electronic transmission, as long as it's live. Nobody would say that you play a recording of Abdullah and your Yotze. Nobody would say that. But what happens if it's a live transmission over the phone? So there are actually great poskim who suggest that it could be a Yotze that way. I'll say, and Rosh Hashanah and Tshuva both suggest that it's not so simple. You're not Yotze. It's not simple, but with the Chazon Ish we have just in very briefly, you know, just a couple of words. Rav Moshe, he says it's better not to rely on that. And Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach has an extensive tshuva on the subject, and he comes out that you're absolutely not Yotze. He says you're absolutely not Yotze if you hear. He wrote this tshuva because his own mother needed a hearing aid to hear. And he looked into the halacha. This is when he was a young upcoming star in Klal Yisrael. He researched the halacha and, you know, analyzed it, whether she could be hearing brachos or havdalah or kiddush or tkiyah shofar with a hearing aid. And his conclusion, he writes, he says, it gives me great pain, but my conclusion is that my mother is not yotze. With a hearing aid, she's not yotze anything, not tkiyah shofar, not kriyas and megillah, not kiddush and not havdalah. And that's the way we go, certainly lechatchila. And Rav Moshe also recommends that you conduct yourself this way. Don't hear any bracha or any tefillah or anything over a phone or even with a hearing aid, unless you have no choice, no other option. The hearing aid is more complicated. You say, well, what are the options? But let's leave that for the moment. But havdalah is certainly the point they're making is don't rely on hearing havdalah over the phone if you have any other option. And even if you can't hear havdalah motzei Shabbos, but on Sunday you could, so wait for Sunday. Don't listen to it over the phone. Wait for Sunday to make havdalah yourself or to hear havdalah yourself, rather than hearing over the phone. Over the phone is a huge shaila, and as I said, Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach says you're absolutely not yotze, and that is the simple understanding. Even the poskim, even Rav Moshe says you might be yotze, but he only says you might be yotze. So we our simple grasp of this sugya is that you are not yotze, and definitely that should be avoided whenever possible. Maybe we'll come back to this tomorrow just to elaborate a little bit and clarify. Okay, thank you very much. Have a wonderful evening.
Oh, thank you.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
You're welcome.